So this passage I'm about to read is for me a classic instance of a place where my views as an author diverge from my narrator's views quite significantly. And sometimes people ask me whether these views of Balaram's are my views, and I point out there are places in this narrative where it should become very clear that our views don't converge, and that you as a reader ought to be careful about what Balaram is saying and be aware that his worldview might not necessarily be a very nice one. I should explain a thing or two about caste. Even Indians get confused about this word, especially educated Indians in the cities. They'll make a mess of explaining it to you. But it's simple, really. Let's start with me. See, Halwai, my name, means sweet maker. That's my caste, my destiny. Everyone in the darkness who hears that name knows all about me at once. That's why Kishan and I kept getting jobs at sweet shops wherever we went. The owner thought, they're Halwais, making sweets and teas in their blood. But if we were Halwais, then why was my father not making sweets but pulling a rickshaw? Why did I grow up breaking coals and wiping tables instead of eating gulab jamuns and sweet pastries when and where I chose to? Why was I lean and dark and cunning and not fat and creamy skinned and smiling like a boy raised on sweets would be? See, this country in its days of greatness, when it was the richest nation on earth, was like a zoo. A clean, well-kept, orderly zoo. Everyone in this place, everyone happy. Goldsmiths here, cowherds here, landlords there. The man called a halwai made sweets. The man called a cowherd tended cows. The untouchable cleaned feces. Landlords were kind to their serfs. Women covered their heads with a veil and turned their eyes to the ground when talking to strange men. And then, thanks to all those politicians in Delhi, on the 15th of August 1947, the day the British left, the cages had been let open, and the animals had attacked and ripped each other apart, and jungle law replaced zoo law. Those that were the most ferocious, the hungriest, had eaten everyone else up and grown big bellies. That was all that counted now, the size of your belly. It didn't matter whether you were a Muslim, or a woman, or an untouchable. Anyone with a belly could rise up. My father's father must have been a real halwai, a sweet maker. But when he inherited the shop, a member of some other caste must have stolen it from him with the help of the police. My father had not had the belly to fight back. That's why he had fallen all the way to the mud, to the level of a rickshaw puller. That's why I was cheated of my destiny to be fat and creamy skinned and smiling. To sum up, in the old days there were 1,000 castes and destinies in India. These days there are just 2 castes, men with big bellies and men with small bellies, and only 2 destinies, eat or get eaten up